Hey, the AFLW got away to a great start on the weekend. The first game in Geelong, nearly 20,000 people turned up, which was a great result. And then the next big instalment that's got a lot of people talking already is the AFLX. The draft is taking place, I think, tomorrow from memory. And the man who's been the architect of lots of change at AFL House is Stephen Hocking, who is the footy operations manager, been good enough to join us. Welcome, Steve.
Good morning, Gary. Tim, how are you both?
Very nice to talk to you. Just quickly, AFLW, satisfied with week one?
Yeah, really pleased, Gary. I think one of the most pleasing things for us is just the work that the players have put in over another pre-season. You'd certainly see the improvement in their skill execution. And the other part, too, is just how they took care of one another. It's one of the first times that we haven't had players reported in a round of AFLW, so it's a really good start for that season.
That's great news.
Yeah, Hock, what do you put that down to? When you talk about taking care of each other, you mean that there was less assault on the ball and the person than what we've seen in the past? I mean, can you explain what you mean by taking care of each other?
I think the thing that really stood out, Tim, was just their ground balls and the work that had actually been done by the coaches, and also the tackling technique as well.
Right.
There's been a lot of dangerous tackles within the women's football, and just purely new players coming into the game, and so there's a lot of younger players that have come in, and that was the other noticeable thing as well. Just the difference the young talent made to the competition. Also, players like Nina Morrison have just come in and had an automatic impact on that competition. It's really pleasing to see.
Change is always difficult for some people to get their head around. They love the game to be how it always has been, and they fear that any change is sort of flirting with what we think is the greatest game in the world, and that thought has been strengthened given what we saw yesterday. But injecting schoolyard fun with experimentation into AFLX is what I've read in the paper. What sort of schoolyard fun do we look forward to?
Well, if you have a look at the players that are involved, Gary, it's been interesting for us to work through this and just the passion and the engagement we've had from the captains and the vice captains already. And now you've got the draft coming up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and those players, the captains, are all heavily involved in that, trying to work through their teams. You've got the game changer piece of it as well. Can you imagine? The discussion going on between the captains and vice captains, who's going to be the game changer. I think Danger and probably Nat Fife will be putting their hand up for that role, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
The schoolyard piece of it, Gary, I mean, both you and Tim, you would remember how we used to modify games within the schoolyard. This is an extension of that. It's an advanced version of that. And we're aware that there are fans that potentially might look at this as being a bit jarring, but we encourage everyone to have a look at it. It's one night. It's Feb 22nd, four teams, round robin competition, and lots to look forward to. There'll be a lot of fun. There's a kids zone involved. There'll be young kids taking speckies behind the goals as the pink Sharons go through as a super goal.
We're talking to the man who really does run this game. It's 7.5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve Hocking from the AFL. You've got the Gatorade game changer. Our audience has suggested maybe the Kit Kat kick out. And what about the Bonds tackle? Can you take any of those back to your next meeting there at AFL?
Yeah, definitely, Tim. I'll if you'd like to send those in. The Barney, what was the other one? Banana or something, I think it was as well. That was a classy one. Well, look, it's hard to outdo the Zupa Duper, isn't it? But some of those certainly go up against it pretty well.
You move around all the AFL clubs, and there's been some rule changes that are going to be introduced this season. We've spoken to a couple of players in the last couple of weeks about how it's looking now that they're going into match simulation. What's the feedback you're getting about the changes that you've made already to the way the game's going to be played this season?
Tim, we've had the umpires visit the clubs a lot. There's been a lot of engagement, which is really pleasing. We're trying to get the umpires, players and coaches in a rhythm. I think that's really important for our game. That's what the fans want to see. And know, we don't want to launch 2019 season and the fans find it jarring because, you know, the players and the umpires aren't up to speed on those modifications to the game. The feedback we're getting is from umpires and coaches and some players as well is that the starting positions are having an immediate impact. It's definitely going to require, it's going to suit dominant ruckman. There's no question about that. The midfielders have more space to work in, and it's only seconds, but it makes a difference. You haven't got those numbers coming off the back of the square. The kick-in rule's a bit different. The kick-in rule, we think, will just emerge over the season, and we sort of saw that with the women's on the weekend. We had those couple of games launched on Saturday night, and there's this psychological effect that's still in place as far as sitting in the goal square. You know, for many years, you haven't been able to step out of that. And then as the other teams are watching those games get launched, they're realising what you could and couldn't do. And so by the Sunday, I was out at Casey looking at the Freo and Melbourne game, which was a really high-quality game and high-scoring game. The players were really taking the game on. And I think by the end of the weekend, play-ons went from about 35% in year two. They were up to 70% within AFLW round one. So that's a really pleasing change.
Hey, Steve, with Steve Hocking, the General Manager of Footy Operations at the AFL, with the AFLX concept, what's been the attitude of the coaches and the clubs in general in terms of having their best and most exciting talent sort of out of their control for albeit for just a short period of time? But how has that been received?
Well, yeah, it's more how it's been managed, Gary. I think it's a really good point that you raise. It's something that we acknowledge and recognise that it's an important part of preparation for the players and for their clubs, and their eyes clearly on the premiership season. But we've been buoyed by the fact that the clubs have been really supportive. We made a commitment to them and worked with the CEOs and the GMs of football late last year and the coaches as well. This has been a lot of work that's been done behind the scenes to make sure that the relationship works so that we do have access to the best players. There's 90 players that have been identified and put their hand up, and we're really excited about that. The clubs, there's only four players per club that can actually be drafted. So the clubs are okay with that. They've seen the evidence of last year was that there was no injuries through the game. There's no doubt there's a bit more speed in the game, but it really is about having fun. And the players are excited about coming together. And I think you made the point earlier, Gary, that's going to be one of the pleasing things about the night is just seeing all those players actually come together and spend time together and see what they come up with. You know, you sort of have a look at Eddie Betts' team. I mean, you know, what is Eddie going to do in front of goal, and what are they going to do? You can run with the ball for 20 metres instead of 15 metres. So 20 metres before you have to have a bounce. So, you know, you put the ball in the arms of, you know, Patrick Cripps and Dangerfield and these explosive-type players, and, for one night, let's get along and have a look and see what happens on the night and what comes of it.
I think that's the absolute overriding message. This is not for a month or 8 weeks. This is a one-night affair, and it's different and it's fun. And I think, keep an open mind. And what about, just quickly, various reports about remuneration for the players? Are they all on the same sort of whack or not?
Yeah, there's different levels, Gary. Obviously, the captains have got a lot more responsibility to attach, so they're a touch higher, but people need to recognise that players get paid no matter what game it is. If it's international rules or JLT, they're getting paid, and that is just part of this exercise. The main thing from our point of view is, yes, they are getting a salary out of it, but the commitment they've made to it and the excitement around it is really pleasing to see.
Had a whisper that somebody might have been offered around $50,000 to play in the AFLX. Would that be right or wrong or way off the mark?
I haven't heard that, Tim. No, that's news to me. You're talking about a supporter trying to put that money up, or a player are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about a manager that might have been offered similar money or had discussions about money in that realm for one of his players to possibly play in the AFLX. So you wouldn't have heard anything along those lines?
No, that's news to me.
Okay. Can I just ask
just you... Before we let you go, we're running out of time. No. The Jack Watt situation, yeah. Where does that sit from an AFL point of view?
Yeah, Gary, obviously the AFL is disappointed with that vision. We certainly don't condone any of that. They are role models, and players need to recognise that. The AFL Integrity Department will work through that over the coming days, and no doubt we'll put something in front of the key decision makers at AFL headquarters and work with the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Hey, thanks so much for jumping on this morning. We appreciate you giving us some time. Good luck with AFLW and AFLX, and before we know it, the AFL competition will be upon us.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Steve.